Blog Talk Radio.
Can we
Oh, my goodness, they say. I don't want to be cook.
Just be my lady. my gosh, I failed the USMLE again. I can't believe this. How many times am I going to take the USMLE and still not be able to get through this exam? Listen, you're an IMG study for the USMLE step one, step two CK, or step three exam, and you feel flustered, confused. You're not sure exactly how to get about studying for first aid. Listen, I'm sure you probably have a copy of this book right now, and you don't understand what's inside this book. If you're studying for step two CK, you probably have a copy of this book, the latest edition of Master the Boards. Listen, my name is Dr. Thaddeus, and I'm a board-certified ER physician. And today I want to share with you the number one secret why IMGs constantly fail the USMLE every year. Listen, the problem is that you are not taking the NBME. Yes, that's right. The NBME is the self-assessment test that you need to use to gauge your progress while you're studying for the USMLE. So it tells you whether you are ready for the USMLE. You see, the problem with you right now is you're using subjective data to feel your way to see if you're ready for the USMLE. You see, the reason why you're going to fail this exam is because you're probably going to say, I've been studying for the last 2 years. Maybe you've been studying for the last 6 months or 8 months, and you're going to subjectively feel like, huh, you know, I've gone through UR twice. I think I'm okay, and I'm just going to walk into the USMLE exam and just take it because of the way I feel, okay? That is the wrong approach. I've seen thousands of students fall for this because, number one, you don't want to face reality. If you don't take the NBME before walking through the USMLE exam itself, you'll have a 90% chance of failing the test. That's one thing. The second thing is your ego. Listen, the USMLE is not your medical school exam. The NBME writers that write these questions, they have seen it all. They want you to know the concept of the USMLE because you're going to be a physician. And they want you to have critical thinking knowledge, and they want you to be able to know how you're going to treat a patient. The second mistake that IMGs make is they think you can memorize a way to crush the USMLE. That will never happen. Listen, if you think you can really memorize this book, you already set yourself for failing the test. It's impossible. The exam is a memorization test. So listen, there's so much I want to share with exactly the speakers that you should be using today to be able to get a high score in the USMLE. If you're shooting, if your target is scoring 260, all right, there is actually a secret formula of how to do that. Of course, in this ad, there's no way I can cover everything. I'm the CEO and founder of Smash USMLE Reviews. I've been teaching USMLE prep for the last 10 years. Listen, I've helped students, I am just like you, score an average between 220 and 250 in the USMLE. And listen, I'm hosting a free training where I want to show you exactly, step-by-step, how to score 250 in the USMLE. Listen, the exam is not hard. What you're missing is the correct strategy, okay? If you use the wrong strategy, the wrong approach, the wrong schedule, you are setting yourself for failure on this board exam. The exam is actually not that hard. It's a lot of information you have to master. But if you use the wrong strategy, then you're going to fail the exam. So I'm going to show you the strategy that I've shown students exactly how to crush this exam, get high scores, and it's really, really simple. It's a seven-step process, and once you learn it, you're going to be able to answer any USMLE question. So listen, all I ask you to do right now is click on the link, all right, and you're going to land on this page, and you just click here, and you're going to register for this free training. It's completely free. I'm also going to give you my insider secret to scoring 260 on the USMLE ebook. In that ebook, you're going to learn all the knowledge that I've shared, so you can start to use the technique that I teach in my course, so you can start to implement it right now. Listen, click the link, get access to my free course, and you can start to learn all the techniques I would like to show you, especially the right strategy that's going to help you crush your USMLE.
A lot of times, too,
what would you do if you knew a heart attack was coming? Joe Martin here, and if you're over 40, check your chest for these two heart attack early warning signs that I'm going to show you right now in this video. I'll also show you a top doctor's discovery that predicts heart attacks from home before it's and a simple at-home Harvard heart artery trick that can boost your heart's blood flow like a jump start on a dead battery. Now, you're smart enough to know that when you have heart issues, your chest should be one of your main concerns to check every day. But what most people don't realize is that clogged arteries are the number one reason.
Thank you. You want to love.
Hey, that was a live concert about Celine Dion, that's fine.
I love this so much, and I've always wanted to play here, and I still can't really believe that I get to play to all of you people. It's such a cool thing, thank you. On that note, I will say goodbye, but it's been a real pleasure. I had so much fun. Thank you. Have a good night. I hope the traffic's not shit. And I'll see you soon, yeah? Just before the levels.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, oh, Kenny Rogers.
There are no
Alright, this female thing. Get out. See what I do.
And it hurts me when we're apart, when you're not here. There is nothing in this world for me. I can't pray, pray before you can't you see. And the world you may think is great. In this world I fall. I fall in love. I can see everything when I look in your eyes. Oh, thank you. I can see everything.
There are no words to say. Thank you.
Only your own fault for them.
Mala, mala cara.
Bye. white night here. You know, things. Most people listen to the goody goody. I'm goody goody. Woo. You know, I think it's in the Alicia. Alicia. Lisa, coach, yeah, not Alicia, Lisa, correct you. Thank you.
Here are Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, featuring Bo Legan and Paul Anthony of Full Force, singing All Cried Out.
Yeah.
Here's a little song I wrote. I want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Every night we have some problems. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Be
happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy.
Because look at shot music. You have those designs. And it's the air. All the missing bits to see. Guns N' Roses. Thank you.
Thank you.